from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In a statement on the situation in Del Rio this afternoon, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in part, quote, "The Biden administration is in complete disarray and is handling the border crisis as badly as the evacuation from Afghanistan."
So it's not getting near enough news coverage, but there are, well, it hasn't gotten near enough news coverage for years, or the last year, or the last 6 months, or the last month, or the last 24 hours. We now have 10,000 immigrants under a bridge in the heat. Over half of them are from Haiti. It's a number one story if you're on Fox or the Washington Examiner. It barely gets covered at all if you're on other channels. Whenever we're on this topic, we often go to the Center for Immigration Studies to talk to somebody. In this case, it's going to be Todd Bensman, who's a senior national security fellow, to talk about what's going on with the border and the bridge and everything else.
Todd, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So how desperate is the situation at the border? Describe it for us. We know you've been there.
Yeah, I'm actually on the international bridge right now in Del Rio, and spent much of yesterday among the immigrants who are now crossing in very, very significant numbers and establishing this unprecedented beachhead on the U.S. side. There are 10,000. It started at 2,000 on Monday, and by yesterday it was 10,000, just to give you an idea of scale. And they are mostly Haitians. There are some Cubans I've met in there, and there's probably some Central Americans, but it looks like they're mostly not from Central America or Mexico. And they are crowding in because they are being given tickets to process into the United States. So they're basically being waved through, and they'll get legal permission to enter the United States probably forever, all of them. And that's why they're coming, because they're being allowed to come and all being paroled into the United States within a matter of days normally.
Wow.
In this case, it won't be that quick because there are so many that they've overwhelmed Border Patrol. There's not enough of them to process these people in. So there might be a 2 or 3 week wait.
You know, I hate to interrupt you, but yeah. One confusing thing to me is Kamala Harris said don't come. So I don't understand why people are continuing to come, because she said clearly don't come. But we share a many thousand mile border with Mexico. I understand how those people get here. And then from Central America, you know, you can look at the map. And how are the people from Haiti getting to the border?
Well, most of these Haitians, I would say all of them actually, are not from Haiti. They have been living for years and years in Chile and Brazil, who have the strongest economies in Latin America, and whose governments gave them residency and work authorization. And so they've been living in secure, Sao Paulo or Santiago for many years already, and earning good livings and no persecution or anything. But they saw that the border was open under Biden, and so all of those populations in Chile are now on their way here. That's who these people are. That's why they're usually well-dressed and have cell phones and all that and can afford the smuggling fees.
Policy-wise, what's different now than it was a year or two ago? Is it just word got out in Central America, South America, or are there policies specifically causing this?
Yes, there are specific policies, and they all hear about this on their internet. The main thing was the elimination of wait in Mexico. That was a Trump policy that was highly, highly effective at deterring illegal entries. That meant that you would be pushed back into Mexico to make your asylum claim there, not inside the United States, because the game being that if you make your asylum claim inside the United States and lose, you're still inside the United States and you're not leaving. They're going to have to come hunt you down, and that never happens. So having to lose your asylum claim while you were in Mexico was like not the point, you know, so they stopped coming just for that. And then the other thing was, you know, deportations back to the other countries to make their asylum claim in these other countries. Biden administration got rid of all of those and then decided to allow all families and unaccompanied minors to enter and win parole inside the United States immediately. And so when the world heard that families were being allowed in, like these ones here at the bridge, every family that could muster themselves and smuggling fees were coming because they were getting in. And that's why we've had hundreds and hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of immigrants just being allowed in.
Well, I'd like to remind listeners that a Harvard study showed that about two-thirds of Americans preferred those Trump policies, about two-thirds, and that was a couple months ago. I'll bet it's higher now, or certainly after this weekend. If you're there looking at the crowd, is it mostly adults? Is it families? Is it all men? Or what's the makeup of the crowd?
It seems to me that it's mostly families. There's also a lot of single adults, but lots of children of all ages, you know, infants. Just lots of children, lots of pregnant women.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, families. They're coming in because they, you know, like I said, everybody knows that families get a free pass right into the United States. Don't pass go. Within 3 or 4 days, once they cross and turn themselves in, they get on a bus and they drive to Portland or whatever and settle all over the country. That's just too powerful an incentive around the world to resist. Nobody can resist that. It's like an open gate. And if you're a single adult, you're not going to get that. But the Border Patrol is so busy processing in those people that you can just walk in and just run and get in anyway. And disappear, because the other big policy that people forget about that Biden did immediately was he eliminated all deportation. There is no deportation in America.
I don't right think now. You were listening to me earlier. The vice president said,
oh boy,
don't come.
So it seems to me, and tell me if you agree or disagree, I'm scanning the big papers even as we're chatting, and the New York Times has this story fairly prominently. The Washington Post, kind of medium, but the verbiage being used in the journalism is surprisingly critical. Do you feel like there's a growing awareness of the disaster on the border?
I don't really know. I mean, my feeling, I know the New York Times was here yesterday and the Washington Post. I saw those reporters. Normally, though, I spend a lot of time on the border. I never see any media anywhere, ever. There's usually nobody down here. And it's striking because the drama is intense. There are thousands and thousands of people just being waved right over the border, right up into the interior of the country, these families. And, I mean, there's a lot of drama. I'm just surprised that it's not a bigger story. This thing is attracting the New York Times and the Washington Post because it's really unusual that 10,000 people will be in a makeshift settlement on the U.S. side at one time. I don't think that's ever happened. I think that's the first time that anything of this proportion has developed on the U.S. side of the border, and that is really going to be a problem that the Biden administration has to deal with. Remember, the administration put these policies in place is what caused this to happen. All of these people are here because of those Biden policies, and they'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's a good place for us to end, Todd. A great report. Okay. Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies, and we'll probably be checking back in with you because I don't think this story's going away.
Yeah, well done, Todd. Thanks a million.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And that was a good way to end. You got to remember, there are policy decisions that were made that caused this to be what it is. And I point out once again, the Harvard study anyway, two-thirds of Americans preferred Trump's policies.
Right. You know, there's a misperception about the Haitians that I made myself. I assume they were fleeing the recent national disasters and the assassination and the rest of it. No, they fled the 2010 earthquake. And as Todd mentioned, they've been living quite well in South America, but saw the door swing open.
We're such a weird culture, country right now. We're doing things. I just don't know if any country or empire has ever done. Has any empire ever gotten just so kind of lazy and comfortable and taken care of that millions of people are coming in? And you're just like, yeah, I wish that wouldn't happen, but there's something good on TV. And
right. I don't want to be a racist, and I'm kind of for the guy in the White House now, so I'm going to pretend it's not happening.
And I think there's just a lot of it is just, we're just all so comfortable that everything's okay. That, I don't know.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? I was watching TikTok videos on my phone.
Right. We got to take a break. And if you got any comment on that, our text line 415-295-KFTC.